ever just feel like you're cursed? Like, no matter what you do, it just turns out wrong. Some people feel like they just, you know, their day is cursed or they just have a bad day. Others, man, it feels like maybe my whole life is just cursed. Everything I touch goes wrong. Let's talk about that kind of day or that kind of life right here on the corner of truth and life. Hello and welcome to the Corner of Truth and Life. This is Ira Hall, and if you're listening on our regular schedule or listening on the radio, we've been building up to Christmas because this is first airing on December 23rd, and so we're just a couple of days away from Christmas, and hopefully you get your shopping done if it's that time and you're ready to go. And, of course, at churches, we're preparing for a Christmas Eve service and just the whole, you know, celebrating this time of year. And so we've been talking on the show here, we've been talking about kind of counting down, looking at the life of Jesus, him coming to earth, and what it meant for the build-up for him to come and then for him to be here. And, you know, lately I've been talking to some different people, and I've been talking to some people who are going through hard times, been going through difficult circumstances, whether it's strain in marriage, whether it's professional issues with their job or their work, whether it's just conflict within family or friends, sometimes it's health issues or the loss of a loved one. I've just talked to quite a few different people who are having hard times. Hard times are hard, man. You know, when you hit one of those periods where things are just going rough, sometimes it seems like the stuff just piles up. And even for me, sometimes it feels like they come in waves. You know, it's not like one person ends up having a rough time. It seems like a whole bunch of different people all hit different walls all at the same time. And so as a pastor, you know, you're trying to help everybody. And it can be heavy and it can be hard. And there comes a point where you're like, man, what is going on? And if it's your life, and if misfortune or bad things seem to be piling up or seem to always find you, you can kind of feel like, man, is life out to get me? Is God out to get me? Or maybe he's mad at me? Or what is going on here? And that can be really hard to deal with. And so we oftentimes feel like, man, God should give me a break, or God should fix this. God should really, you know, be giving me an easier time than what I'm facing. This, it shouldn't be this way. And that's why it's really good to consider again Christ's coming. And so as we think about Christ's coming, think about why he came, what the whole point was of him arriving. Because again, we look at the manger and we look at the shepherds and the angels singing and we're like, oh, this is cool. We have our, you know, cute little manger scenes where we recreate it and it's just very cute and very beautiful. And we say, oh, you know, look, there's baby Jesus. And we get very attached to that. And of course, the birth of a baby is a special time. And I'm not saying that we shouldn't rejoice or just enjoy a manger scene and the idea of Jesus as a baby. But the problem is that oftentimes we kind of stop there and we focus in on that picture of just the cute little baby. And so we miss the larger picture. Back quite a number of years ago now, a song came out that became very popular, and you can find it on YouTube, I'm sure. Many have recorded it. I'm going to say it came out 25, maybe even 30 years ago now, called Mary, Did You Know? And it's a really cool song, a very solemn song. It's not a warm, fuzzy song in many ways, as it addresses Mary and looks ahead. Mary, did you know? And then it goes through Jesus' life. Mary, did you know that your little boy would one day walk on water? But then it gets to, Mary, did you know that he was going to die? Mary, did you know that he would be tortured and killed? And this isn't just a matter of, well, we know how the story ended. We know what came to pass. What we have to remember as we see Bethlehem and see the manger is that when he came for the purpose of dying. And he made that very clear. And as soon as he began to teach, he explained to his disciples again and again that the reason he'd come was to die. And so often we kind of skip over that part because it's jarring to go with a cute little picture of a baby and with just the feel good emotions of a warm, fuzzy Christmas. And yet if you felt that life just has treated you poorly, if you feel that things just haven't worked out the quote-unquote way they're supposed to, if you feel that everything that could go wrong has, well, then maybe it makes a little more sense. Maybe it will resonate a little more to think about why Jesus came, why that baby is in the manger. He didn't come just to walk around and heal people. That wasn't his primary reason, though it was an important part of his mission. He didn't come down just to say, hey, I love you guys, and to be a nice guy who walked around for 3 years and did nice things and showed people the nice way to be nice. He did do those things, but that was not his primary purpose in coming. And his life really wasn't easy. So often, even his adult life, we make pretty. We look at those high points and we think, oh, look at that. But as we've already talked about, as we talked about last week, he was homeless. And with each passing day and year of his adult life, his adult ministry, the opposition and the anger and the plotting against him grew and grew until finally they got him and arrested him and beat him with an inch of his life and then killed him. And that wasn't just something bad that happened. That had been the plan all along. That had been why he came. He was cursed for us. The Bible begins in, as we talked about weeks ago in earlier episodes, the Bible begins with Adam and Eve sinning, rebelling against God, and receiving a curse. But as they received that curse, God also gave them a promise of the one who would come and deal with the curse, who would deal with the serpent who had brought about their curse, had led them into the behavior that caused them to be cursed. And so God had said, here's the curse, and I'm going to fix it. And here comes Jesus at the right time. But his whole purpose in coming is to be cursed. And that's what the prophets had said, that this he would come and he would be cursed on our behalf. He would come and he would be abused and hurt for us. In the Assyrian culture, hundreds of years before Jesus came, the Assyrian culture, if a bad omen came about, if they read the tea leaves or the shooting stars or an eclipse or whatever and said, oh, that's a bad omen, something bad is going to befall our nation, and of course usually that would mean, oh, something bad is going to happen to the king, they would hide the king away and they would find a commoner and they would take that commoner and declare him the new king. Well, the real king is kind of taking a year off and is in isolation. We'll keep him hidden so that the evil spirits and the curse can't find him. and instead this commoner will be the king. And then at the end of the time, whenever the curse was supposed to come true, come due, well, then they'd kill the guy, the temporary king. And he would, by dying, by being killed, he would absorb the curse. He would fulfill the omen, make it come true, but true on him so that it wouldn't come true on the real king, because we don't want our real king to, you know, have something bad happen to him. That's, he's our king. So this guy's our substitute. We're going to bring him in and have him, the curse will fall on him, and now, okay, now the curse is over, it's safe, and we tell the king, okay, it's safe to come out now, you can come back and be the king, because the substitute king died in your place. And so Isaiah, God through Isaiah, takes this cultural phenomenon that the Jews would have known about and says, let me tell you about not a commoner who dies in the place of a king, but a king who dies in the place of a commoner, a king who absorbs your curse. That, yeah, all of us have a cursed life. Now, how much we experience the ins and out of that curse at any given time, some of us, you know, life's okay. You know, maybe you got born with a silver spoon in your mouth. Maybe everything's gone pretty good for you. But we're all still under that curse, no matter what you've experienced. And that curse is going to come due unless someone can take it for you, and that's why Jesus came. He came to take that curse. And so as you look at that manger scene, as you look at the beautiful baby and the shepherds, and depending on the thing, the wise men maybe, and here's this child who is God come to earth, and he has come to have a hard life and to have a cursed death. He has come to be the sacrifice, come to be defeated for us. Isaiah said, wounded for our transgressions, which means our violations, our breaking of faith. And by his wounds, we were made whole. We were healed. And that doesn't mean that now everything turns out okay in this life, because this whole world is still under the curse, and the world has not turned to God. We all know that. So the curse still ricochets around, and people suffer. And people suffer needlessly and unjustly many a time. But the ultimate curse, the ultimate death, the ultimate separation in hell can be set aside forever by the one who took the curse for us, the one who came and died. So as you look at the manger, as you gather around the tree, as you celebrate Christmas, think about how God, knowing that you were cursed, knowing that you were in trouble, came to be wounded, came to be cursed, came to die, and won his ultimate victory in what looked like the ultimate defeat. As he allowed sinful mankind to unjustly kill him, to pay for all the injustice and all the wrong ever perpetrated. Think about that as you look at the manger and as you celebrate Christmas. Thank you for listening to the Corner of Truth and Life. This has been a broadcast of the Beans Corner Baptist Church, located at the corner of 133 and 156 in North Jay. We would welcome you to join us each Sunday morning at 8 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. for a service of music and challenge. If you would like to get more information on the church, listen to this show, past shows, or other messages, please visit us on the web at beanscorner.org or find us on Facebook. Thank you for listening, and we remind you to seek truth. This is Pastor Ira Hall. Have a great day.